Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. As always, as you know, I am, and you know I am too, don't you? You've been listening to me long enough to know how much I enjoy being with you and how proud I am of what you're doing and how dedicated you are and how that motivates me to be dedicated to you, to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And that's why I show up here every day to talk to you about how to get better, how you and I both can get better. And we do that. One of the ways we do that is by inviting really smart people to join us, people who are members of our Brain Trust, some who've been with us a long time, some brand new ones, like our new friend, Randy Pennington. Randy is a business performance expert, and he travels all across the country and probably around the world working with companies like yours and mine, and big companies too, on how to get more out of the resources that they're deploying, the human resources, the financial resources, the energy we put into our businesses. How do we, especially those things that are intangible, you know, we all kind of know how to manage our inventory and our cash, et cetera, et cetera. What about those intangibles? What about those personal resources, those emotional things that we all deal with, those intangibles that are so important to the success of business? Randy's an expert in that. His new book is called On My Honor, I Will: The Journey to Integrity-Driven Leadership. Randy Pennington, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Well, thank you, sir. It's been a fun journey for us.
Well, I told the audience before you got here that I was going to tell you that when you're talking about integrity, when you're talking about character, when you're talking about people who are trustworthy, when you're talking to small business owners, you're preaching to the choir. And not because we're perfect. Because we're not. Not because we got all these answers, because we don't have all of them. Not because we can't get better, Randy, but because we know, regardless of how we're wired, that if we can't be trusted, we're going to become extinct, because we don't have that much, you know, we don't have that much critical mass. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. I was just talking to an interview the other day, and somebody said, you know, well, how come a lot of the examples in your book are small businesses? I said, because that's where the successes are.
The good examples, right?
That's where the good examples. Yeah, so that's where the successes are.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a few. I mean, Ross Perot, but I mean, Ross would tell you himself, he started off as a small business.
Right.
And he's, in fact, his very first job was selling flower seeds door to door in Texarkana, Texas. And Ross would absolutely tell you that, you know, he built EDS, he built Perot Systems, he built every company that he's ever been involved with on this basis of, if you can't trust me, then you can't do business with me.
Yeah.
And that's the essence of what small business people get.
Well, that's exactly right. And unfortunately, there are other sectors of the marketplace where that's not the same standard. And that's one of the reasons why we have the problem we have right now.
Well, and they keep me from having to have a real job, Jim.
Right.
There's just so many examples of that, and you know, and maybe it's the news media. Maybe, I mean, there have always been crooks and scoundrels and people of low character and what have you, forever. But I just think we know about them more now because we're so much more connected.
Well, there's one other thing: the technology has given the bad guys a lot bigger lever.
That's right.
Than they've ever had before, and now we're talking real money. And when you got that kind of real money, you can influence other people like politicians.
Well,
but here's the thing, Randy. I could stand here. You and I could stand here all day, and we could beat up on those other guys. What I want you to help us with, I want you to help us get better. I want to make the small business sector so darn good at demonstrating character, exhibiting leadership, showing the courage that we have, that it embarrasses those other guys, you know, that it embarrasses them into behaving themselves more. How do we do that?
Well, first thing is, obviously, you got to start with yourself. I mean, all leadership, you know this, all leadership begins with self-leadership. And so, you know, we have to make sure that we are on track. And it's, and we call it, we talk about developing, you know, the discipline of your personal integrity. And that, I mean, that's knowing what you stand for. It's knowing, it's taking an inventory of who you are. One of the things,
Xerox taught me how to do that decades ago, and they called it self-analysis.
Yes. And one of the things that I tell people to do when it comes to integrity and character and what have you is, look, imagine you are watching your memorial service when you die. What do you want people to say about you?
I can't believe that guy didn't send flowers.
That's right. But, I mean, when you think about what you want people to say about you when you're gone, that's the essence of understanding what you stand for.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you zero in on that, you can ask yourself questions every single day. Every time you're dealing with a decision, you know, ask yourself, you know, is this logical? Is it responsible? You know, what would my hero do about this? What, you know, where's this decision going to lead me? And probably the most important question you're going to ask today, because, you know, everybody with a cell phone is a media star these days.
Right.
Is how would my friends and family think, not if, but when this decision showed up on YouTube or the
mm-hmm.
newspaper or someplace mm-hmm. else?
You know, there's another thing I think you can do that's a similar exercise, and maybe bring it even a little closer to this dimension, and that is to say, okay, if I make a mistake, if I have a problem, if something happens where I actually didn't behave well, I failed a little character test, but you know, just something that I just had a bad day. And it affected my customers. Would they say, well, there he goes again? Or would they say, this doesn't sound like Randy. I'm going to give him another chance. What do you think about that, Randy?
I think that's great. I mean, from a business perspective, anytime you can look at it from a customer's view. You know, one of the interviews we did in the book, Jim, is a guy named Carl Sewell. I don't know if you know that name or not.
No.
Carl Sewell owns car dealerships, about 9 of them. He started off with one. And his Lexus dealership is the number one Lexus dealership in the country for sure.
Wow.
Number one rated. And he told me, he said...
Is he in Houston?
No, he's in Houston, Dallas, New Orleans. He's pretty much down in the Texas area.
Yeah.
But, you know, Carl told me, he said, you know, there was a day when we'd had a bad day. He said, it was years ago. And he said, it changed everything about my business. And he said, we'd had 3 bad customer experiences in a row.
Wow.
And he says, I was hating it. And he said, as luck would have it, I had a meeting call the next morning.
Randy, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're going to let Randy finish this story. On the other side of these messages, we've got to take a quick break. You know how these things work. That's our cliffhanger. And honestly, I didn't do that on purpose. Randy Pennington is our guest, folks. Randy G. Pennington is the name of the book. He's the author of the new book, On My Honor, I Will, The Journey to Integrity-Driven Leadership. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, too. Using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something you can do there to listen, read, ask questions. Check out my blog. Check out my newsletter. Subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. So many other things on our website that we'll follow you home with. If you see it, you want it. Or if you want it in the future, when we have another one of those, we'll send it to you right there. You know how that works. It's pretty cool how RSS works. So let us know. We'll be glad to help you. We will follow you home if you give us a chance. And we'll be good house guests, I promise. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Randy Pennington is with us. He's the author of a new book, On My Honor, I Will, The Journey to Integrity-Driven Leadership. Randy, so much of modern society is based on fundamentals of integrity, the golden rule. In your book, you talk about some of the creeds, some of the codes. You know, I remember as a Cub Scout learning the Cub Scout oath and all that. I'm a Rotarian. We have something like that.
Four-way test.
It's all over the place, isn't it? these kinds of things.
And they are, and they are, and they're all over the place.
And don't forget the Ten Commandments, rather, which there's a reason why they're not called the Ten Suggestions.
Right, you're exactly right.
Go ahead.
You know, but the reason these things are out there is because they work.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the things we talk about in the book, if you want 40 words that you can live by and run your business by, there's no 40 words better than the Scout Oath.
Yeah.
On my honor, I'll do my best to do my duty to God and country, to help others at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. How's it get much better than that?
Well, and here's what's interesting to me, and then you got things like Confucius 2,500 years ago, who said one of the greatest ways to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be. Now, those, you know, with technology changing things, with business practices changing, with the new eras and all the different things that are new and fresh and exciting, these things are timeless, aren't they?
Well, they are timeless, and again, they're timeless because they work. What, you know, we talked about Mr. Perot earlier, and you know, Mr. Perot was very generous, and I interviewed him for Ross, and what he said is. He said, you know, he said, technology changes all the time. He said, but leadership and people never change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of going circling back and finish that story, when Carl Sewell realized back, because your listeners are going to want to say, well, what about that car dealership?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
He stood up in front of his people the next day and said, look, I don't want to work in a business that operates this way. I don't think you do either. In my commitment to you, is that we're going to build a business that we can all be proud of. Now, that's the first.
Do you think that was the first time he'd actually said those words out loud to his people?
I think it probably was.
He probably presumed that this was something that was happening. He didn't realize that he actually had to address it.
And you're exactly right. I mean, you have to. It's a human condition. We all judge ourselves by our intentions. Other people not knowing those intentions judge us by their perceptions of our behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so Carl probably said, you know, yeah, I'm sure everybody intended to deliver great service, to do what's right in every situation, but other people start noticing us by their perceptions of our behavior. And so, you know, as a leader, you have to set that expectation
And that's such an important thing that you just said, because, Randy, if you're the leader of your organization, you have standards that you have a right to impose on your people.
You have an obligation to impose.
You can't impose on them where they live or how they act when they leave you, but as they work for you, you have an obligation and a right to impose on them the standards of behavior that you want, and you shouldn't presume that your standards and their standards are the same.
No, because in today's world, there's a good chance that they aren't.
And not only that, they're probably people who've never had anybody talk to them like that, and they're probably sponges for it. And then you instantaneously became their mentor.
And you made them a better employee, but chances are you also made them a better person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think those two things go together.
My parents took me to church and taught me how to be a human being. But my mentors taught me how to behave, how to apply those things in the marketplace.
And again, you know, leadership is about influence. That's what leadership is. It's nothing but influence. It's not a position. It's the ability to influence people.
And the best kind, if you can do it, when you can pull it off, the best kind is the kind you don't even have to talk about.
Well, that's true. I mean, there is a story that we talk about in the book that was about my father. And my father, one day out in the middle of nowhere, out in the middle of northeast Texas where I grew up, said, you know, came to a four-way stop in a highway with nobody around for miles and stopped, came to a complete stop and looked both ways. And the story is, and it became legend after my father passed away, is that my mother looked at him and said, why are you stopping? There's nobody out here to see you for miles.
Right.
And he said, I got four eyes in the back seat of this car.
Yeah.
And it was me and my brother.
Yeah.
And he said, I got four eyes that are watching that every day.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think as a leader
Randy, I got to remember that. I got to stop because I want to get your website and tell us how we can find your book.
Okay. It's onmyhonorbook.net.
All right.
On my honor
and your own website?
That is our website.
Onmyhonorbook.com. Randy, will you come back?
Oh, hey, I'd love to.
We've enjoyed having you. Come back again another day.
We'll do it.
See you next time.
All right.
Quick break, folks. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.